The U.S. agency that bails out bankrupt pension plans is facing a record deficit. The agency's director has warned a congressional panel that ultimately taxpayers could be stuck with the bill. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
The Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation, or PBGC, insures the retirement plans of some 44 million workers. If the companies that sponsored those plans default, the PBGC steps in and takes over the payments. The agency is funded through premiums paid by employers, but in the past 2 years, it has paid out far more than it's taken in. In testimony yesterday, PBGC Director Stephen Kandarian said the agency's deficit had soared to $8.8 billion. There are a few ways to close the gap. The first is to raise the premiums paid by employers, which runs the risk of having some companies drop pensions entirely. The second is to have taxpayers foot the bill to bail out bankrupt plans. The PBGC's Randy Clarihue has the third option.
Get pension plans better funded, to require companies that make pension promises to pay for their pension promises and not shift those costs either to other companies or to the taxpayers.
A bill pending before the Senate would allow companies with the worst funded pension plans to put off accelerating their payments as required by law for the next 3 years. According to the PBGC's director, that approach just aggravates the problem. Elaine Corey, NPR News.